Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show, and boy, do we have a show for you. We are going to toggle between some playoff baseball and some Bears football. There's a lot for us to discuss. The crew is back and reassembled like Voltron today. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Man, I miss having Voltron around the house and Ruben building Voltron. Oh, such an awesome toy.
You miss stepping on it?
I miss his love of Transformers. That was a really good chapter of fatherhood. What's up, everybody? Nice to be reassembled in the regular formation for a full boat show on a Friday.
Yes, we are here all the while so we can hang out with you until 6 o'clock. Thanks to everyone who watches the show on Twitch or if you're watching on YouTube. It is much appreciated. 90-degree day out in the south and southwestern suburbs here in October. But looking at the forecast next week, it's going to be fall.
It is.
It's going to be fall.
You know, saw Craig Counsell before game one, and he said something like, I think we might have to earn that playoff feeling because it felt like July all week over there at Wrigley Field. So if
that's
next
a good
week,
way to put it.
Yeah.
Highs in the 60s next week.
Okay.
When the Cubs will be back home for hopefully a game three and a game four.
Yeah, all you're promised right now is game three. Best of five series.
Although, then again, one could look at it and say, hopefully just game three.
Yeah, there you go
up there and take two.
There you go.
And then come on home and have a party.
You know what I kept thinking about as we're watching yesterday's game and seeing Pete Crow Armstrong be completely different at the plate than he was the first two games? As we're seeing Ian Happ, you know, with an extra base hit from the right side and a bunt. I was remembering back to, like, the most recent long run for any team in this town, 2016, those 5 weeks, that felt like a season. Like,
yeah.
The postseason is long.
The built-in off days, yeah. Like, and it's like makes you jittery. And
yeah, and players themselves go into slumps and come out of slumps. It's not like you just hit the postseason as you finish the season, and that's you for the duration. If you're lucky enough to survive in advance, which is what they did, you get a chance to come out of it. Props to PCA for, like, mechanically changing between games one and two and then game three. Sometimes you got to do that even in the middle of the postseason. It's not like you're some finished product. It's still an active part of your year.
And Ian Happ, too, where I don't know if it was a mechanical change. I didn't break it down. But the fact that he was able to figure out a way to help the team yesterday and get a hit. And then in a moment when it called for it, sacrifice a runner over.
Yeah.
And actually look like he's done it before.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and everybody's just got to be selfless and do what they do. And, you know, Craig Counsell survived a real questionable moment in the middle of that series and comes out of it smelling like a rose, frankly, over the course of the three games because all the other bullpen moves really worked very nicely.
I was on this morning with our sister station in Milwaukee with our buddy Rami, and don't know if they can hear us up there in Milwaukee. Of course they can. They're scared. Like, that was the surprising part for me, is like listening to Rami and Brandon and then being.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And like, so this is kind of uncomfortable, and the Cubs seem to be like scary. And I'm like, wow, how the turns table.
Well, let's talk about it. They've made the playoffs again. Good for them. That's now 7 out of the last 8 years, okay? 6 out of the last 7, they made the playoffs. 4 of those years, they lost in the first round. In fact, let's see, 5. Five of those 6 years, they lost in the first round. They're used to being a really good big league team over the course of a buck 62 and then losing to better teams, or at least teams that play better in the small sample. They're used to it. And that could certainly happen again. It's a different recipe than the Padres, though. It's a different way you're going to have to beat them. You know?
They play a better brand of baseball than the Padres do. The Padres play a more theatrical brand of baseball.
Uh-huh.
Like, their big box office. Well, Milwaukee is a really good indie film.
Yeah, that's good. That's well said. Organizationally, Milwaukee
against a button-up team.
That's it, man. I've never stopped thinking about Milwaukee like that since the point Cliff Floyd said that. What's that, 2.5 years ago already? I think it's in the middle of Craig Counsell's first year, so I guess 2 years ago.
Well, and look at the Cubs yesterday being buttoned up.
This whole series.
The defense, man. Like, these are the moments when, for all of those moments as a Cub fan, where you have texted here, or called here, or been inside the chat, or whatever, when you've complained about Dansby Swanson at the plate, and I get it. Believe me, I get it. It pays off when you realize how many defensive run saves that guy gives you game in and game out, and in big moments, he does not flinch as a defender.
No, he does not. And you're right, by the way. It's a great time for the score. Everybody's everywhere. I was on with Luke Kanellis on Fox last night, and we were talking about Dansby. And I said it then, like, shortstop, that's the most important position on the field. Due respect to Pete Crow Armstrong in center. Due respect to catchers all over the game.
How dare you?
I know. I'm sorry. Due respect to you as a former catcher. But if you are a great shortstop, It can change the whole defensive DNA of your team. And multiple managers now have talked about the feeling of having Dansby out there and just knowing, oh, that's over. All right, well, that's an out. All right, good. And Mike Schilt talked about it last night. Said that's if they don't give out MVPs in round one, but if they would, it's that guy for his defense.
I think that that's absolutely fair because of the way that rallies died because Dansby Swanson did his job excellently.
You good with a $177 million shortstop who gives you 22, 24 bombs and plays defense like that?
Yes.
Runs the bases like that?
Like, I think over the last 15 years as baseball and baseball statistics have evolved, that I do think that it allows for us to be a little bit less emotional about some of the old school stats that we grew up with. And we can look at the players composite and go, okay, yeah, I would love for Dansby to get on base more. I would love for him to hit for a higher average. But you balance that out with, you know, at the end of the season, you're getting 23 home runs and, you know, 80-something RBIs, and you're getting, for now, excellent defense. Not
Dansby
good.
Dansby Swanson absolutely beat us with his glove this series.
Hey, Chicago, it's Dansby Swanson.
And he did that. And so did Nico Horner yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
Coming up with a big play. And so did Pecro Armstrong yesterday and inside of this series. And so did Seiya Suzuki.
Dude, that guy is feeling it in all phases right now. We have seen Seiya be lost at the plate. We've seen him be lost in right field and be like, that man can't play in the outfield. That is a DH. And they had the conversation with him and told him so. And then he has to come back and play. He's feeling it. He's calling off PCA on balls in the sun. And he should be, because PCA struggles with those sometimes.
He does. Sometimes they end up behind him.
Yeah.
Sometimes he has to cover up. Sometimes like, where did that ball land?
Yeah. One thing about Dansby, though, those sunglasses on the top of the head.
I hate it.
I know. And then they fell off yesterday. They almost got in his way.
That's my old school Dustino thing right there.
Go ahead.
I don't like the sunglasses on the top of the hat. I don't like sunglasses backwards on the back of the hat.
Sure.
Because what are they there for?
I know.
If you need them, you can get them from the dugout. And you should just, like, you want to honor Rhino?
Yeah.
Get yourself some flip downs, baby.
Sure. That's a good way to do it. That does make you upset. You good with team lifts? You all right with
that?
I
love team lifts. Like, team lifts are the best. Those are like my favorite times in high school.
Okay,
what are you
talking about? We're not asphalting or cutting the lawn here.
We should have done a team lift in Vegas, but we didn't have Alex. Now we do. Next week, guys, want
to
do a team lift?
I asked you guys to do a team lift with me the last time we went out to Circa, and you guys are like, nah. I was like, hey, let's go get up and do some deadlifts. You guys are like, nah.
You can have a friend. Don't rub it in my face.
I don't even remember you asking about a team lift. I would have remembered saying no to that. I wouldn't have said yes.
Team lift Monday, one proof.
Get on the golf simulator.
Yeah, there we go. Team sauna. How about team steam room?
Well, I mean, that sauna is apparently
cold plunge.
Apparently great.
There's a cold plunge up
there? There is a cold plunge up there.
It's a whole new ball game over there now, Speaks.
It really is.
They got all sorts. There's a massage chair.
Those massage chairs are the truth. I'll just grab you and squeeze you and bounce you around, spit you out when it's done with you.
Yep.
I'm in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.